let's listen. The music of the universe is ourselves. Within and without. It is a distinct harmony, the symphony of all the vibrations that form the unique tone of your voice, the color of your expression, and we would like to just be attuned with it. It's distinct and faint at times because listening may be disturbed by all sorts of distractions we experience. So let's listen to ourselves first. Deep within. On a cellular level, listen to the song of every single cell of your body. And enjoy the complex music they play together. And the harmony resulting from all consonant and dissonant sound tones, voices, every moment. The song of the universe is within us, and we are listening so attentively because it is our best reference point, grounding, support and solace. So we are listening, going deeper and deeper into the universe of our being. Every single cell of our bodies is an entire universe. Holding all the frequencies of our beings, including dimensions of our being that haven't completely integrated our physical being yet. So listen very carefully. Listen to the less familiar tones, in particular. Listen to the silence and the void beyond. And dwell in them. We want to listen to ourselves, to hear and discern our singular voice in the symphony of this planet, in the choir of all human voices. So we are listening we are relaxing more and more and we are perceiving more and more subtle nuances of those vibrations less familiar so far of parts of us. That we need to connect with so we can integrate them fully. No transcendence. It is rather letting those dimensions descend in our four body system, the physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual being that we are on the planet, hasn't, as of now, integrated the fullness of its capacity, and therefore cannot play its part perfectly in the symphony of humanity at this historical time. When we perceive those less familiar tones and vibrations, we need to become even stiller. Beyond any awe, emotion, joy, any insight or intuitive perception, any knowing, we need to become stiller and just welcome them. We will gradually integrate them so they become part of us. As we connect more and more deeply with ourselves, it is just within, it is so near. There's nowhere to go. There's nothing to do. So the music of the spheres and the song of the universe are within every part of us, known or unknown, past, present or future. And now, as we are listening within, that is turning inwards. We wouldn't like to abstract ourselves from without. The world around us, the projection of our vision, the projected world that resembles the world within us. We'd rather let them fuse, connect, now we've got the church bell singing the song of the village. Now we've got the woods, the trees, the soil, the water. The stillness of nature or any other surroundings, depending on where you are sitting. Listen without. Listen to the reflection of your inner world around you. Listen so attentively that you perceive even the faintest changes, because they will tell you about the new that is coming. New sounds, some dissonance, the global harmony. Listen ever so carefully. Listen around you, listen within and around all at once. The vibration of what is well known, the vibration of what is less known, because it's newer, and the vibration of what is still to be discovered are all to be heard. Let's listen together. Let's be all ears and listen to the song of the universe through harmony of the earth. The complex music played by our planet as it is reshaping as we are, as it is evolving as we are. Listen to the song of the earth beneath your feet, of the air all around you. Of all the waters and of the fire everywhere. Listen to the roaring sounds of the changing earth. That reflect the changes within. And listen to the faint, however clear, sounds of the new frequencies. The celestial bodies we call planets in our solar system that have been newly discovered in the 21st century. Are huge, extremely powerful energies. They are a metaphor, if you want, of the dimensions of our being that are currently trying to integrate in our physical vessel. So listen to those planets as well. They're not visible, so you'll have to sharpen your perception. You have to listen to the subtle. And let those very high vibration permeate your system. So you can gradually get accustomed to them and integrate their potential. Beyond the chaos, beyond the confusion, beyond the roaring of the changing everything, are those refined, higher vibrations. That our bodies are gradually infusing and getting accustomed to. Let's listen to them beyond. Those sounds your ears can hear. song of the universe is within and without. Any situation, any circumstance, any encounter. Presents an opportunity for us to attune better with those frequencies. Beyond the known that is crumbling, collapsing, is this unknown that we do know, because that is ourselves. So listen beyond and recognize the song, the music, the harmony. Listen to all that speaks to your soul because it resonates with yourself. This is our safeguard. Can we ground in the silence? Can we ground in the silence in which the harmony of the universe is playing? This symphony. There's this level within us and around us where we just feel it. It's extremely subtle, but it's also very physical. We listen so carefully that we perceive the subtle variation in our inner fluctuations as those vibrations become dominant in our consciousness field. When they come to the fore and we can't hear anything but them and all the rest falls into place. We are great musicians of the universe. We are constantly improvising the most astonishing music as a free expression of our soul. Of our divine perfection. As part of a ever evolving symphony that we are writing together. We are composing the music as we are playing. So listen to the true tone of your voice. Part you're playing in that symphony. And always come back to that tone, that fragile and unique voice that you are. Because we are all the music of the universe. Every moment. Being aware of how true, how aligned we are always resets us to our source setting in that eternal symphony. It is the song of the universe.